News in a moment from American FM Radio, New York.
RNG is where it's at, where every chick and every cat. The place for me is RNG.
The total look is RNG. RNG, where it's at, is your place. It's not just a clothing store. It's something else. It's now. It's tomorrow. It's part of our changing generation. It's you. It's your thing. The look of RNG, the people of RNG, the style of RNG. It's your way, your feel. Is RNG just a clothing store? Find out. See if you don't feel you at RNG. You've got 12 hours to make it over there till 9:30 every night and 6:30 on Saturdays. RNG Clothing in Hempstead. What more can we say?
RNG is where it's at. Where every chick and every cat. RNG is where it's at.
Reports tonight that Egyptian commandos have hit into Israel. Details from correspondent Andrew Mizells in Tel Aviv.
An Egyptian raiding party crossed the Suez Canal tonight and sought to overcome an Israeli position. An Israeli army spokesman here in Tel Aviv told me the force was repulsed and at least 9 Egyptians killed. The spokesman said the attempted raid took place just north of Port Tawfiq, at the southern end of the canal, where the waterway is narrow and easy to cross. He said the raiding force was surprised by Israeli soldiers, who opened fire and forced it to withdraw. A body count later showed that 9 Egyptians had been killed. He said there were no Israeli casualties. Andrew Mizells in Tel Aviv.
Just in from Saigon, the U.S. command in Saigon reports Viet Cong guerrillas killed 11 American Marines, wounded 59 in an assault on a night bivouac in northern Quang Nam province. Correspondent Bob Clark in Washington says a number of senators received a letter from President Nixon today. The letter warned that the president will veto a $20 billion appropriations bill if it's passed in its present form. The bill allots funds for the health, education, welfare, and labor departments. Clark says President Nixon regards the bill as inflationary. At Palm Springs, California, President Nixon played a round of golf today, worked on his State of the Union message, that message to be delivered to Congress on January 22nd. The administrator of the Small Business Administration says thousands of taxpayer dollars may have been loaned to the underworld. Hillary Sandoval says attempts are now being made to recover government loans made to suspect firms in Chicago and New Orleans. In connection with the New Orleans firms, Sandoval said,
as a result of our inquiry thus far, I've ordered that the chief of financial assistance in the New Orleans Regional SBA office be denied authority to approve loans pending completion of our investigation.
And Sandoval says the New Orleans office has approved a number of questionable loan transactions. Stocks on the upside at the close today. Of 1,623 issues traded, 1,021 were on the plus side. This is news from American FM Radio.
WABC-FM New York locally, Mayor Lindsay and Democratic state lawmakers agree to seek ways of returning control of the transit system from the state to the city. Lindsay says he's not given up hope that a rollback of the 30-cent fare by at least a nickel may still be possible. The Puerto Rican Young Lords are under another court order to leave the East Harlem church they seized more than a week ago. The Human Resources Administration requests a budget of nearly $2 billion, a 16% increase over last year's level. Right now, it's 32 degrees and partly cloudy. This is Jim Perry, WABC-FM New York, standing by for Love and Babaloo.
Everything we do is music.
My sweet Lady Jane, when I see you again, your servant am I, and will humbly remain. Just heed this plea, my love, on bended knees, my love, I pledge myself to Lady Jane.
Stones with Lady Jane in Chicago. Listen, Babalu here with you on WABC-FM. Stereo 95.5 New York, official station break. Sitting here rapping with Jim Perry, listening to the Stones. Thank you, Jimmy. Did a lovely job from all reports. I'm afraid I didn't hear much. Yeah, I did hear you the first night. I was stuck in the snow trying to get out to Kennedy Airport.
Oh, yeah?
And I was listening to you do the show, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. That was the first night that you sat in.
Well, if I'd known you were listening, I don't think I would have enjoyed it.
Yeah, well, if you'd known I was listening, I would have got a few needles, I'm quite sure.
With a man listening, I tend to get nervous. No, I enjoyed it. It was a pleasure. I thank you for the opportunity.
It's really strange, you know. When you step out of your normal life circumstances, you know, and you live a totally different life for more than a couple of days, I guess 8 days I was gone, you know, you come back and it really feels like a new year. It feels like who knows what's going to go down this year.
It is a different life out there, too. It's another world, really.
Oh, the coast? Yeah, I like the coast very much. But I don't mean just that. I mean, coming home, everything feels washed. I don't know how else to put it. It feels like here is a piece of a virgin clay that you can shape any way you want to shape it.
1970?
Yeah. You know, or what I'm going to do in 1970, or what you're going to do, or what anybody's going to do.
It's a nice attitude. It's a good attitude if you can shape it yourself, too.
Yeah, but first you have to decide what you're going to do, and I haven't made up my mind yet.
WABC-FM, New York.
I know what I'm going to do right away. I'm going to play more Rolling Stones.
Spending too much time away. I can't stand another day. Maybe you think I've seen the world, but I'd rather see my girl.
Rolling Stones, Going Home.
Could be good for me and her, but you and her, no, never.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what about the boy, huh? That's the Who. And didn't you hear it? Babalu with you on WABC-FM Stereo, 95.5 New York. We could even sing about that.